Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Podfic Pals. Today, I will be reading the fic Like Air to Me by yeah_alright on AO3. The author is also known as Uh-Oh, But Yeah, Alright with dashes between the word on Tumblr. This fic was originally written for the ZooeyFest 2021. The pairing is Zayn Malik and Louis Tomlinson. The fic is 5.5k long, it's rated mature, and some of the tags are angst, cigarettes, exes to lovers, flashbacks, 5 plus 1, a few references to sex but no smut, some fluff too but all in the flashbacks, and there is a warning for the British slang for cigarette being used. The summary is as follows. 5 times Louis' smoke break brings back memories of Zayn, and one time it brings him back to Zayn's doorstep. One. The first inhale of smoke caressing his stale tongue makes Louis want to quit every sodding morning. How he's so desperate for it in the first moments of waking is forever a mystery, given how much he loathes the sensation of his already dried-up morning mouth crumbling to ash. Dramatic, Tomo. Get a grip, maybe. The next few inhales fix it all. They always do. The nicotine calming his nerves, his mouth remembering how to fill with enough saliva that it no longer feels as though it's made of sand. The familiar, comforting taste of a smoke replacing the also familiar but decidedly less comforting taste of waking up after a night of breathing an entire room's worth of air because there'd been no one beside him to share it. Fuck. He focuses on the taste, on the smoke coating his tongue. It's meditative, almost, until it's not. You never complain about the taste. Not what Louis was expecting when Zayn pulled out of their kiss suddenly. In the split second that his brain had scrambled to catch up to the fact that their lips were no longer interlocked, that Louis's tongue was no longer exploring the wonder that is Zayn's, he hadn't much chance to form a proper thought. But he's been in this position, snogging Zayn against the brick wall of his building, where they often stop for a cig before heading up after a night out, enough times to have expected something a bit more suggestive. What the fuck are you on about? We taste the same, I guess. So, officially not a suggestion this time, then, that they hurry the fuck upstairs, or that Louis gets his mouth on Zayn's neck, or his hand down Zayn's trousers. Hard to be too upset not to be nibbling on those lips, shining from the last few minutes' activities, when they're so lovely to just look at as well. That must be what it is, eh, Lou? Zayn, I would love to agree with you right now, but I don't have the foggiest what's happening. Zayn huffs a nearly silent breath, and his eyes fall shut, giving Louis a close-up, street-lamp-lit view of his enviable, even to Louis, eyelashes fanned out across the top of his cheeks. He smiles as he lifts his eyes back to Louis's, and his tongue darts to the corner of his mouth before he pulls the side of his lower lip in just enough to nibble it, in the way he does when he's a bit nervous or embarrassed, or just realized he's left out some critical detail in what he said and needs to fill it in for the person he's talking with. Right. Sorry. Just meant... I mean, almost everyone I've ever been with has eventually said something about hating the way my mouth tastes after I smoke. No one wants to kiss an ashtray, innit? That's what they always say. But I was just thinking, while we were kissing just now. We just had a smoke, and there's no way you aren't tasting it with that eager tongue of yours. Oi! Watch it, Malik. Not the only one who's eager between us, unless you've got some other explanation for what's been pressed up against my thigh since about 30 seconds into that kissing you were just on about. Zayn laughs, and the pink of his tongue is visible between his teeth, and it's all Louis can do not to dive back in. But Zayn shoves him playfully and continues. I'm just saying, made me realize you've not said a thing about it. Not in all the times we've kissed over the last few months. I see, Louis says, feeling his own smile tug at his still tingling lips. Because we taste the same, you think? Zayn nods and tilts his head slightly, a flicker of his smile remaining on his lips. Think that must be it. Should have only dated smokers, I guess. Louis tweaks Zayn's nipple through his t-shirt. Is that right? That's all it is? Any smoker would do? Zayn laughs again, and this time Louis doesn't hold himself back from diving back in. but he takes a detour to whisper in Zane's ear before he captures his lips again. Maybe I just like the way you taste. Every part.
2. Louis rarely chokes when he's smoking. His windpipe and lungs are well-practiced and long used to inhaling more than just clean air. So it always takes him by surprise when he does. Always feels a bit embarrassing somehow, even when no one's around to see it. Even though he's long past wanting to seem cool being even a fraction of the reason he smokes. Years gone since he's given a shit what any other kids on the estate, especially the older ones, might think of him if he gives away for even a second that he's anything less than a professional smoker, one who's practically bored of it he's done it for so long. He's not desperate to be a cool kid anymore. He's the adult version of who that kid so wanted to be seen as. But even so, when he chokes on an inhale, rare as it is, it still floods him with anxiety. It always has.
Shit! Lou! You all right, mate?
Zane's frantic attempts to slap the coughing fit out of him through his back are decidedly not working.
Fine, fine, yeah, Louis finally manages when he's caught his breath.
No thanks at all to Zane's insistent back pats having turned into meant-to-be-soothing circular rubbings as Louis had recovered.
No worries, Z. I'm all right, really.
He arches awkwardly away from Zane's hand, and Zane pulls it back into himself as though Louis had flicked his lighter on against his palm.
Fuck. Fuck, I'm sorry, Louis. I shouldn't have said anything. Can we just forget it, please? Just talk about something else?
And no, they're not doing that. Because Louis is not a scared little shit on the schoolyard anymore, watching the object of his affection from far too close, terrified of letting his best mate know what he's been thinking about him lately. This isn't that. Zane's admission may have startled Louis at exactly the wrong moment of his inhale, so that his surprised gasp had turned the gentle burn of the smoke into a sting that set off a solid 60 seconds of coughing. But the surprise hadn't been as bad as his traitorous body's physical reaction had clearly made Zane think. Quite the fucking opposite, actually. It's just that Louis hadn't expected Zane to fess up first. After months of pining over a friend he was convinced would never, could never, be into him, Louis had begun to see signs that maybe, against all odds, Zane actually might be. Longer glances during their shared smoke breaks, punctuated by the shy smiles and averted gazes that one can only explain away for so long. Flicks of Zane's eyes down to Louis's lips as Zane's tongue slowly traced his own. Zane grabbing Louis's shoulder and leaning his head against it while laughing far too generously at one of Louis's jokes. Offering his leather jacket with a nervous warble in his voice on the night of a cold snap when Louis hadn't thought to bring his own. Every instance had made Louis's pulse race with possibility, then race harder at the chance he was reading into things, and might give his own feelings away by his reaction to completely innocent friendly gestures. But eventually it had gotten to be too much. Their breaks left him more exhausted than the shifts they interrupted. Their playful chatter that had once made work a pleasure had become nearly unbearable. He had to know. He was going to tell Zane, going to ask. But then Zane had beat him to it. Had breathed a deep sigh as he stamped out his smoke and lifted his gaze to Louis's before pulling his lower lip into a nervous bite and releasing it again to tell Louis that he'd been thinking about him a lot lately. Thinking about him differently than before. Looking at him differently than before. Wondering if Louis might like to go out with him. And Louis had choked, so Zane had panicked and tried to walk it back. But Louis can't have that. Because if Zane takes it back, then Louis can't have Zane. So Louis reaches out and grabs the hand Zane had been using to calm him before Louis had spooked him with his stupid awkwardness. He grips firmly through Zane's obvious confusion, tracing circles on the back of Zane's hand with his thumb, a subtle echo of Zane's own gesture from moments before. Zane's eyes drop to stare wordlessly at their joined hands, watching the movement of Louis's thumb, his breaths evening out. Hey, Z? Zane jerks his head up, meeting Louis's gaze, and Louis hopes the trepidation in those gorgeous amber eyes are being met with all the softness and certainty he's trying to convey with his own.
Don't want to talk about anything else.
No?
No, Louis shakes his head. I like this topic just fine.
Zane smiles, and Louis's heart thumps against his ribcage.
I like you.
Zane rolls his eyes, and Louis can't really blame him. Don't go getting all soft on me now, Tomo.
I assure you I'm not, Louis replies with a wink, and Zane blushes, which doesn't help.
But seriously, I'm so sorry if I made you think for even a second that I was freaked out by you wanting to go out. I swear I've been trying to get up the nerve for weeks to tell you how I feel, to ask you exactly that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what stopped you, you coward?
Zane lightly punches their still-joined hands into Louis's stomach, and Louis's resulting exhale carries a laugh with it.
In this moment, Louis replies, I truly can't remember.
But let's not waste any more time, eh?
Zane's smile fills his face, and Louis can't believe his luck.
Let's not.
3. Piece of fucking shit, Louis mutters, throwing the yellow plastic lighter across his sitting room after the fourth time trying and failing to spark a flame. He gets up from the couch, his cigarette dangling from his lower lip, stuck fairly securely from how damp the end had gotten while he'd been trying to light the fucking thing. When he gets to his kitchen, Louis heads for the drawer he's almost certain holds the barbecue lighter Niall had left at his flat years back and never bothered to retrieve. A bit dramatic for a smoke in his own living room, but Louis is not above a bit of a flourish, especially when he's frustrated. He yanks the drawer open, nearly dropping his dangling cigarette with the force, and something tucked into the corner, face down and half covered by the handle of some serving utensil Louis has no memory of purchasing, catches his eye. He reaches for it, a pit forming in his stomach as he picks it up and flips it over to see whether it's the one he thinks it must be. He huffs a jaded laugh when he sees the logo, because of course it's a matchbook from their restaurant. He hasn't bought a matchbook in years, but he was constantly grabbing them off the host stand or the bar when he still worked there. There are bound to be a few left over around his flat, even now. Except usually, the laughing cartoon pig doesn't look like it's mocking him. He used to love the logo. He and Zane both, from the moment they met. Ordinarily, Louis wouldn't interrupt a stranger cursing under his breath, especially a leather-jacketed stranger standing outside on his own with his back turned. But Louis knows that hunch, can hear the telltale clicking even from a meter away. That's a fellow smoker struggling with his lighter. And he's fairly certain he recognizes the jacket as belonging to one of his new co-workers he hasn't had a chance to meet. He'd noticed the jacket, and the absolute stunning face of the man wearing it, that afternoon when he'd come in, too close to his shift start time to properly introduce himself. He's not going to miss this opportunity, especially when he can actually help, knowing how maddening it is to be without a light when you're on a short break and desperate for a smoke. Louis fishes the matchbook it snagged off the bar on his way out the back of the restaurant and holds it out as he clears his throat. Need a light, mate? The man turns around and fuck, he's even more striking in the dusk light. Louis is not certain whether to pray their schedules match up entirely or that he never has to share a shift with him again. Getting fired for being too distracted from trying to will away an erection to tend your tables isn't exactly something Louis can afford. If the man notices Louis's slack jaw in the moment before he remembers to tighten it up, he's kind enough to ignore it. He takes the matchbook with a nod and a thank you, and his voice does nothing to dampen Louis's attraction. It's soft and throaty, and his accent reminds Louis of home.
You the new server, yeah?
Yeah, Louis. Nice to meet you. Louis shifts his cigarette to his left hand so he can offer his right to shake.
Zane, the man says around his freshly lit cigarette, shaking out the match's flame and sucking in his first inhale as he reaches out to grab Louis's hand. It's as soft and welcoming as his voice.
Louis's basically fucked, isn't he?
Zane pulls his hand back to remove the cigarette from between his lips, and he exhales a cloud of smoke that swirls in the gentle glow of the restaurant's outer backlight.
Thanks for the light, mate. Might have punched the wall before I remembered I could just walk back inside and grab one of these.
He tosses the matchbook back to Louis, and it slices through the smoke lingering between them.
Louis catches it with a laugh.
Been there myself more times than I care to admit.
Zane smiles and takes another pull, so Louis does the same.
Over the next few minutes, they exchange a few more sentences, but mostly they just smoke in silence. And Louis is astonished at how comfortable it is. It's nothing he can put his finger on,
because it's not as though Louis is usually awkward or uncomfortable around new people, even around guys he thinks are this fucking fit, but usually it's because he's chatty, always quick to make others comfortable with his easy conversation, always seeming to know just how thoroughly he can take the piss out of someone new. It's not usually quiet like this, certainly not at first. There's just something surprising at how immediately he feels settled with Zane. Maybe it's just the calming effect of nicotine, but it feels like more. And he obviously doesn't know Zane beyond his name and his preferred brand of cigarettes quite yet, but he seems to be at ease in their shared silence as well. Like they vibrate on the same frequency or something. When Zane thanks Louis again before excusing himself back inside to resume his shift, his final exhale of smoke lingers in the area around Louis. Louis watches it twist through the air, dancing with the dust particles caught in the same ray of light from the bulb overhead. He stubs out his own cigarette and inhales the crisp evening air, chiding himself for basically swooning at the thought of breathing in smoke that had just been in Zane's lungs. With a shake of his head and a huffed laugh, Louis steps back inside, break over. He doesn't catch more than a few glimpses of Zane the rest of the night, but the scent of their shared smoke break lingers on his jumper, like a promise of times to come. 4. The smoke after a wank doesn't hit the spot quite like it does after a proper shag, but it's still one of Louis's preferred ways to punctuate an orgasm, regardless of who's responsible. Something about the familiar burn settling into his lungs as his heart rate slows and his cock softens just carries over the satisfied feeling, like the orgasm endorphins evolve into something else rather than dissipating completely or somewhat. And after a lazy Sunday afternoon session, with hours left to enjoy the day, it's nearly as good as it is after a thorough railing. Louis doesn't have to understand the science to appreciate it. He just wants to bask in the overlapping afterglow and nicotine-induced bliss for as long as he can. Which, like all good feelings lately, unfortunately isn't long at all. God, why is there nothing better than a fag after a fuck? Zane laughs, exhaling smoke in a rough breath. Should I be offended that you seem to be including the actual fucking itself? Louis turns to Zane with a smirk. Nicotine is a powerful drug, Zane. Don't take it personally. You little shit, Zane responds with another laugh. Don't make me put my cigarette out on your chest. Zane, please. You know we have to talk through any new kinks before we try them out. Zane shakes his head and brings his cigarette to his lips as he leans back against his pillows, eyes toward the ceiling as he takes a drag. Louis turns his head to watch him. It's one of his favorite views. Zane's immaculate profile, his mussed hair falling into his forehead in chunks, the beautiful angles of his jaw and chin dusted in black scruff, his cheeks hollowing with every inhale, the way the smoke seems to curl out of his pursed lips like it's taking its time, like it doesn't want to leave. Louis can relate. He leans over to stamp out his cigarette in the ashtray on his night table before turning fully on his side to face Zane. He continues to watch him smoke, both of them silent, enjoying the stillness of the moment. The air is thick with sweat and the echoes of their moans, and the smoke curling from Louis's ashtray and the cigarette held delicately between Zane's slender fingers. Louis sighs contentedly, tracing the lines of Zane's chest tattoos with his fingertip, keeping his touch feather light, torn between wanting to lull Zane and rile him up again. He's not intentionally trying to start anything up, not really, but there's just something about Zane's beauty in moments like this. It's so serene. There's a lightness to it. It had been one of Louis's favorite things to learn about Zane, the way he absolutely fucking shines when he's content. So many people meet him, think they know him even, but they never see anything in him aside from his seriousness. They assume he's morose or subdued or even tortured just because he's not as gregarious as some. And Louis knows it bothers Zane that people don't see, let alone appreciate, the playful, fun, easygoing side of him. And Louis hates that for him, but he loves it a bit as well if he's honest. It feels like he knows a secret, like he's been trusted with the key to a place few have ever been invited, all because he'd bothered to ask, because he hadn't been able to look away from Zane from basically the moment they'd met, hadn't been willing to spend any moment away from him if he didn't have to, had placed himself carefully within the sphere of Zane's personal space as often as he'd let him. He'd been let in. And it's gorgeous here, in every way.
Zayn, grabbing his hand, startles Louis.
Oi, you have a new obsession with my left tit we need to chat about?
Louis laughs and shakes himself out of the near trance he'd gotten himself into, so out of it he hadn't realized his fingers had gone from lazily dancing around Zane's chest to zeroing in on his probably still sensitive nipple.
Sorry, love. Just got a bit distracted.
Oh yeah? Zayn asks with a smirk. He'd put his cigarette out while Louis had been daydreaming, and he turns to his side to face Louis, keeping his grip on Louis's hand with one of his, and using his free one to wander south to toy with a light trail of hairs leading to Louis's groin.
What kind of thoughts were clouding up that lovely brain of yours, huh?
Louis laughs and raises an eyebrow. Wouldn't you just like to know?
Think I've an idea anyway, Zayn says, running his fingertips lower still.
Do you? Louis asks, shifting closer.
Well, by all means, please share with the class.
Think it's probably what I'm thinking as well.
And what's that, Malik?
Zayn smiles wide, and Louis nearly gets lost in it.
How the only thing better than a fag after a fuck is another fuck after the fag.
5. Fucking hell. Louis had been so sure he had one cigarette left. But he's staring down at a thoroughly empty pack, and he really fucking needs it not to be. He just wants to go to fuck to sleep, and if he doesn't get a last smoke in, he knows he'll be in for a more endlessly, torturously restless night than usual. Knows he'll toss about for ages on his too big bed, tangled in sheets he didn't pick out, but which are too fucking soft and comfortable to switch out, despite knowing he should, to get the scent out, if nothing else. The scent that torments him, but that he's terrified to lose. Because he's already lost too much. Everything, really. His everything. And now he doesn't even have a single goddamn fucking cigarette.
Fucking hell. Had he really smoked through the entire pack already? In under...
Louis checks the time on his phone.
3 hours? Fucking Christ, Tomo. Get a fucking grip. Burning through your bloody trachea won't help things.
He shuts his phone off before he puts it back in his pocket, lest he do something catastrophic like add to the desperate, pathetic string of texts he'd sent as he chain-smoked on the front steps, like bouncing like it had a mind of its own, hands shaking so badly he's amazed he managed to smoke through 20 cigarettes without burning a hole in his trachees. He really needs to fucking quit. Maybe this is the perfect time, really. The push he needs. Newly single. Time to turn over a new leaf and all that shit. Doesn't want to go out on the pull and have some smug arsehole telling him he tastes like an ashtray.
Fuck. What's he supposed to do now?
He starts crying for the 100th time today, his eyes burning worse than his throat as he takes a drag of his cigarette. The last one, he reminds himself. Last of the pack, last of his life. If Zayn can quit the two of them, Louis can bloody well quit the thing that had brought them together in the first place. He doesn't want to lose either, though. He can't. He's too addicted to both. No one that smokes through a pack in a matter of hours without noticing is about to fucking quit. And if he's not strong enough to break a fucking habit, he's sure as fuck not strong enough to be on his own. Not after falling in love with someone who'd made him finally realize he never wants to be on his own again.
This can't have happened. Zayn can't be gone. He'll come back. He has to. He can't have left Louis alone.
But as Louis takes the final drag of his final cigarette, he looks down at the open pack sitting on the step next to him. He picks it up, knowing it's empty but needing to feel the weight again to believe it, needing to flip the top up and peer in to confirm that they're all gone, that the box is as empty as his flat is, 3 floors up and feeling like it's on another planet. Like he couldn't possibly imagine trudging back up there, on his own, to be greeted by nothing but echoes of a life he'd loved. A tear falls from Louis's right eye, then another from his left when he squeezes his eyelid shut. He wipes at his face, smearing the wetness around more than anything. When he opens his eyes, his vision is blurred.
Fuck, he whispers to no one.
He pulls his phone out and turns it on again, impatiently tapping his foot and cursing at it for taking so bloody long.
Only just turned you off. How are you not quicker?
The second his home screen is loaded,
He clicks into his text chain with Zane. A dozen texts from Louis to him, all from the last few hours, pleading and shouting and begging and apologizing. And Louis notices with a sharp gasp, suddenly desperate for at least one more fucking cigarette, a single response from Zane, sent in the last few minutes. Lou, please stop. I'm so sorry. I just can't anymore. I need time. Please. Louis shoves his phone into his pocket and runs up to his flat without stopping or slowing. He's gasping for breath by the time he swings his door open, but he doesn't rest. He goes straight for his wallet on the counter, needing to go out and buy another pack before another fucking minute passes. But as he shoves his wallet into his pocket, he feels his phone, remembers the text. He feels his stomach churn, the bile rise in his throat, his mouth flood with saliva, and he makes it to the toilet just in time. Well, he knows cigarettes won't improve the taste in his mouth, but he's out the door to buy some before the toilet's done flushing. So much for quitting. Plus one. Louis's yawn is the kind that Zane always said makes him look like a kitten about to topple over at the strength of his own inhale. He laughs at the thought and turns to Zane's side of the bed. His outstretched arm finds nothing but a twisted duvet and cold sheets. How have 6 months passed and his sleep-addled brain still forgets he's alone? How have 6 months passed and his worthless heart still aches when he remembers? He needs a cigarette. He reaches for his pack on the bedside table, and for the second time in less than a minute of being awake, he finds nothing instead. Fucking hell. Louis lies back with his head nestled in the dip he's carved into his pillow all night and rests his hands on his chest, palms down so he can feel his lungs fill and empty and fill again as he attempts to calm himself with slow deep breaths like his mum had always taught him to do when he got anxious. He'd come to rely far too much on cigarettes to curb his anxiety in adulthood, but the breathing trick still works best. He should really use it more often. He will. But he's also still going to buy a pack of cigs. The familiar ding of the corner shop's door spikes Louis's craving, like he's Pavlov's bloody dog. He grabs himself a Red Bull in addition to his pack of cigarettes. He'll quit after this one. And is back outside the shop, his fingers itching within a minute. When he's got the pack open, he pats at the pockets of his joggers and jacket and doesn't feel the hard lump of his lighter anywhere. Fucking hell. Louis is about to walk right back into the shop to buy a cheap plastic replacement for his last cheap plastic lighter when he checks one last place. Reaching into his inner jacket pocket, his fingers land on a small lump of cardboard. He huffs a laugh in disbelief as he pulls out the matchbook, shaking his head as he turns it, face to face with that sodding fucking swine. Unlike the last time, and every time for the past 6 months he'd come across one of these, Louis smiles at the laughing cartoon face. A smile that fills his face, stretching his cheek muscles in a way that's come to feel unfamiliar. And the smile turns to laughter as he keeps staring at the absurdly happy pig, at the fact that he can't escape it, or the memories it conjures, that he's ready to admit he never will, he can't possibly, and he doesn't want to. As his laughter subsides, Louis tucks the cigarette he'd pulled out of his new pack back into its place. He puts the pack in his jacket pocket, keeping the matchbook in his hand. He likes the feel of it. Needs it to ground him as he begins to walk in the opposite direction of his flat, a steady determination settling into his lungs. When he arrives at Zane's building, he looks up, taking in the gorgeous brick facade, and something about its stoic and familiar grandeur affirms for him his somewhat impetuous decision to come here. He feels certain for the first time in months. Still, he realizes that just because he's not stopped wanting Zane, not stopped thinking about him, never stopped craving him, Zane has no way of knowing that. And he might not feel the same way, might not even care. He still might not want to see Louis. Louis can't simply knock on his door, as tempting as it is to make that kind of gesture, as fitting as it feels given the beating of his heart and the thrum in his veins. He sighs and pulls his phone from his pocket, clicking over to his texts with Zane for the first time in months. Shit. He'd forgotten. Well, not forgotten. Could never forget. But in his adrenaline-fueled walk, his brain had blurred the specific words. the tone, the pleading. Lou, please stop. I'm so sorry. I just can't anymore. I need time. Please. How can he just text him now out of the blue? How can he be the one to break the silence when Zane had ended things? When Zane had said he needed time? When Zane had never told him it had been time enough? Had never said he wanted Louis back? How could Louis just tell him he wants him? Still. Always. That he'd never stopped. Not for a moment. How can I not? Louis hits the call button. His heart rate skyrockets, but he doesn't second-guess himself. He's not going to choke this time. Lou? Yeah, it's me. Hi, Z. Wow. Hi. Thanks for answering. I know you probably didn't expect to see my name pop up, if you even still have my number programmed. Of course I do, Lou. Could never... I mean... Sorry, you just caught me off guard is all. I'm glad you called. Louis exhales a sigh so deep he might actually topple over. God, Z, it's so good to hear your voice. Missed it so much. I've missed you so much. I'm sorry, I know I called you, but now I don't know quite what to say. I'm sorry. I'm so glad you're not angry I've called. I was worried because you asked for time. And I don't know if it's been enough. If there could be enough. Don't know if you wanted me to. Lou, I'm so sorry. Fuck. I should have called you. Fuck, I've missed you so much, too. I think about you every day. Every time I light a fucking cigarette, you're all I think about. You do? Every bloody time. I can't stop. I tried quitting right after. Well, but then I just missed thinking about you as much as I missed the fucking nicotine. Like, fuck, I'm so glad you called. I don't know why you've called exactly. You may hate me, and I wouldn't blame you, but can I see you? Can we talk in person? I'm at yours, actually. What? Zane's disbelief is laden with the sound of pure, bright hope, and Louis hasn't run up multiple flights of stairs since the day Zane left, but he's fairly certain this time it'll feel like flying. You're here? How? I'm downstairs, just outside. Walked over this morning before I called. Louis hears a window open from a few floors above and looks up to see Zane leaning out, his gorgeous face split in half with a beaming smile, his cheeks glistening with tears. Oh my God, Louis! He shouts down, the sound echoing through their phones as well. What are you doing here? Louis laughs and shrugs, squeezing the matchbook still clasped in his hand. Didn't want to waste any more time. I hope you've enjoyed this fic. This was Like Air to Me by @yeah_alright on AO3, who is known as Uh-Oh But Yeah Alright with dashes between the words on Tumblr. You can find us on Tumblr at podfic-pals.tumblr.com, or you can check out any of our episodes on anchor.fm/podfic-pals. Until next time.